Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You podcast, a podcast where we talk about Power Rangers and all that's going on, whether it's the TV show, comic books, toys, board games, video games, etc., etc. As always, I'm Joel, and with me is...
Kevin, as always.
And today is August 29th. We are one day removed from Power Rangers Day, and we're going to talk about kind of the goings-on of that and a couple other news outings. But first, before we start, we're going to get a little heavy. I'm kind of like we always do. We want to stress, emphasize, underline, put in bold that we stand in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes.
This has recently probably come back onto your timeline with the brutal shooting of Jacob Blake and the, like, kind of response of protests and others, and, you know, just we encourage you to do what you can. Keep this in mind. Highlight Black voices, sign petitions, donate to bail funds if you can. Find the way that you can help out and try to make a change, because it should not take another person, another Black person specifically, getting injured or killed to make you care about this.
Right.
If you are friends with other Black people, you have seen kind of how much stress this causes and kind of the pain that this is putting them through on the regular. Change needs to happen. If protests are the only way that this is going to get, or protests and riots are going to be the only way that we're going to get any kind of change enacted, then we must continue. We have to. We must continue to support this movement. Because as the saying goes, all lives will not matter until Black lives matter. And that's kind of all there is to it.
No justice, no peace.
Exactly. And this is just, it's getting, it is, you know, we've continued kind of pushing this through kind of each of the weeks, you know, as this kind of died down on like social media. But again, really, no more Black lives can be spared on this. We cannot have any more Black lives sacrificed so that you can pay attention. If you're not doing something, if you're not trying to help out, if you're not staying aware, you're the problem. And that's kind of all there is to say on that. But before we kind of jump off, you know, if you're looking for ways that you can help, like, we do want to stress the Black Lives Matters with an S dot card, CARRD.CO. That's a good hub. I don't think it's been updated with more recent stuff. So if you're looking for other ways to help, like with what's going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin, definitely, you know, vet and look at for resources, but find a way that you can help there as well. Because it's unspeakable. It's wrong. Change needs to happen. Justice needs to be served. There needs to be some kind of change enacted. But
it does.
With that said, we will kind of move on to today's topic. We hope we can be a source of distraction if that's what you need right now, or just a source of like being able to turn your mind off. So we'll move on talking to kind of the subject of today, which to start is Power Rangers Day was yesterday, August 28th.
Yes.
And it was nice to kind of see the fandom, like, at least from my end, I got to see a lot of, like, you know, what was your favorite series? What was your favorite show? Who are your favorite Rangers? And that was really exciting, kind of fun to get to share that with everyone. In terms of announcements, it was kind of light. A lot of people, I think, had expectations, and those were dashed, and they were a bit disappointed. But... we'll kind of go over, kind of hit the bullet points of what was kind of announced from different sources yesterday. Kind of first and foremost, the biggest one is Power Rangers has officially announced that Beast Morphers will be returning on Nickelodeon on Saturday, September 19th at 8 a.m. It was...
Yes!
They did this by releasing a trailer and kind of showing highlights of what's to come. The trailer was a little misleading because it said next Saturday, and I was very confused. I was like, oh, we're getting it now? That's definitely... obviously, that's a trailer that's going to be released on Nickelodeon during their shows. But it does really highlight the biggest thing is obviously the Dino crossover that's coming. And they show off the return of Sledge and a particular gold-colored character that they do not name. but you can draw your assumptions to who that could be. and it's...
Is it Hammer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You got it. How did you figure that out? The most important of characters. So, I know I personally am excited for Beast Morphers to come back, because I have mostly, by and large, stayed spoiler-free for what happens in the second half of Beast Morphers Season 2. What about you, Kevin? Are you excited?
I am excited, yes. I've been very excited. I was a bastion of protecting myself from spoilers, but of course, people get excited and they like to watch in advance, and I get that. I do, and I, you know, more power to you. But unfortunately, some accounts a few months ago were very good at not very good. They were good as being as subtle as a brick through a glass window. So I did find a few things out, and then I led myself into the wormhole of some major plot details. And like, I didn't watch any episodes, but I did watch some clips. And so that's all I'll say. But I am excited to actually get to see the episodes in full, in high quality, and legally, legally, to support the official release. So I am very excited about that. And, you know, I think that it's going to be fun. Since we knew the Dino crossover was coming, I was hoping Sledge would come back, because, I mean, they've got the suit and they just used it for Super Ninja Steel. And I mean, I have a soft spot for Sledge because he was like the Neo Saban original villain.
Yeah.
And you know, despite what some people think of him, I enjoy Sledge. Like, I think he's kind of fun. And he's got I like his design. Like, I would buy a Lightning figure of Sledge.
They have gotten their money's worth of that costume. They were like, we made this cheap and we are going to get every use of it we can.
I am going to be honest. I hope Sledge appears in every season in some format. Like, just even like Big the Cat in Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah.
Like, have him, right? Like, have him show up in just some random capacity. Like, have him, like, let's say in Dino Fury, let's say they're running some kind of like medieval like place. Like, have him just sitting in the background, like eating, and then like, they give him his turkey leg and it's like, it's a bomb, and then
just have him like just blasting off again like Team Rocket every season. Just have them getting blown up. That would be kind of wonderful.
So I think it's cool. I'm glad they're doing that. And I mean, based on the source footage for the Dino War, Kyoryuger versus Go Busters, I have some assumptions about what we'll see, and we'll see if they actually use that. So because I mean, if Sledge is there, who else may show up?
Exactly. We'll definitely if you've been on social media, you have hints of it, but I'm excited. I'm ready for it to come back. I kind of miss these guys. Can't wait to get back into kind of the swing of things with them. So
The hiatus always is hard.
It kills momentum. I kind of wish Nick would realize that, but that, you know,
we'll see.
We'll deal with it for at least another year or so. In terms of products, Hasbro and the Power Rangers Twitter also announced the My Little Pony Pink Ranger that'll be coming out. We kind of knew about this one already, so this wasn't a surprise necessarily. But with it officially announced and available for pre-order, you know, if you're a fan of that, definitely pick it up. I have a friend that's a huge My Little Pony fan, and I'm sure he'll want to pick this one up. Because definitely a Pink Ranger pony fits his aesthetic. So if you're interested in that, definitely pick that one up. So from the kind of other side, this wasn't official, but Kyle Higgins, the former writer of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from the first 30 issues, he actually posted some unused concept art from his run. I only saw two of them. The ones were rough designs for like the 1969 Mighty Morphin Power Rangers team. They posted different versions of the costume that they had suggested. And then the other thing he posted that I saw was the unused Draken Evo 3. Did you get to see either one of these? Okay. So, like, they're designed by Daniele Di Niculo, who is the artist during Shattered Grid and, you know, for Necessary Evil. But, like, the designs, I really like them. And you can see kind of, like, in the 1969 Ranger designs, they tried to go for like a motif of them having jackets as the top, which is really kind of neat. And like the white border at the bottom kind of made the like the image of the skirt, even on the male Rangers, which I thought was kind of nice. And then, like, some of the designs were, like, gloves and the boots had, like, a little more angle to them, kind of a little more 70s, like, kind of looking flair, almost, which is kind of neat. And then then the Draken Evo 3, what I liked about it, and Kyle kind of commented on it, is apparently, so, like, the design that they showed off is a white and black design, and it has, like, gauntlets that kind of float around his arms. And Kyle was like, oh, the idea was that as Draken gets more powerful, the suit gets more pure, in air quotes, as he's becoming more one and more one with the Morphin Grid. But apparently it was a mandate either by Saban or Hasbro that it be a black suit. So that's why they went in the direction that they eventually did. It's interesting to kind of get a peek behind the curtain. I think I do like all of the designs, so this was kind of a neat thing for Kyle to drop for us. What did you think?
So I'm trying to find the the Ranger team designs, but I did see the Draken design. I thought it was and I think probably because I remember reading them talking about, like, okay, when we designed Draken, we wanted him to be like the counterpart to Dino Thunder Black and, like, you know, Tommy at his height. So I think that's interesting. Like, I guess that's how they tried to, like, shift the design forward. If they're like, okay, if we have to make him black, we're just not going to recolor him black. We're going to try and make a reason behind it. I did like the idea that as he got pure, that it was interesting. I thought that was an interesting concept. Because especially, like, when he first starts out, he starts, like, you know, he gets, like, a samurai-like design. He gets, like, a Zio design. Like, he starts merging other designs into him. So I thought that was interesting. And I think it was really nice of them to show everything else on that. And yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I dropped the link to the Twitter with the 1969 Rangers.
Oh, thank you. But you know, I think it was kind of neat, and like it shows that, like, even though Kyle has moved on and, like, you know, he's gone on to do different comics and, you know, tried to do different things, that he still has that love and appreciation for the source material.
Yeah.
And I think it was kind of neat because one of the things that is a pet peeve of mine within certain circles is when the comics are being accused of being like fan fiction, or, you know, like, not, they're treated as not valid because it's not shot in live action.
Yeah, which, like, and screw those people, if I'm being blunt.
Say what?
I said screw those people, if I'm being blunt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's, and it's understandable, like, but I think it also shows, like, just how much the people that are behind the scenes actually love and engage in the show. Like, that's kind of, like, what makes me happy, is, like, we know we're in good hands because that's the product we're getting. And, you know, I feel personally like the Mighty Morphin comic has been, it's had, like, no low points for me, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people, they have a certain arc that they consider a low point, and they're wrong. It's refreshing, and it's nice to see, like, their thought process as they go in, and, like, it's not just them doing whatever they want to, but it's also, like, it shows, like, hey, the creator and the owner of the brand works with us on this. Like, it is officially sanctioned by them. Like, they give the final approval. So, yeah.
And it also shows how much, like, goes into these comics, because I feel like sometimes they get a little hand waved as, like, oh, they don't do enough. Oh, they stick to a certain thing. It's like, no, they are trying. There are just limits on what they can change and what they can expand on. But I mean, like, I don't know if you've got a chance to look. Like, these designs are really neat. Like, it's kind of a cool take I'm on looking them. Now. Yeah, like, I like on some of them, there's ones where they have, like, the collars on them, and I kind of like that. And I do like the motif of them being jackets. It's just kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is interesting, too, because that would also line up with, like, Wild West Rangers, and they matched what would have been the Wild West aesthetics at that time.
Yeah. It's just, it's a really cool kind of, like, merging of things. So I really dug that. But yeah, so that was kind of one of the unofficial announcements. The other is of the Viewing Globe, which will be an online fan convention from September 4th through the 6th. This will be online via YouTube for free. I mean, it's put together by the Power Rangers community, was sponsored by Big Bad Toy Store, Enway Games, Bluefin Brands / Team Kamen Rider, Ranger Stop / Ranger Stop and Pop, Power Morphicon. And they will have guests that they've announced now. Officially first is Jason David Frank and then members from the cast of Beast Morphers will also be involved. What did you think of this one, Kevin?
I think it's a really good opportunity. I mean, they did a really good job weekend. And with Power Morph Con not being able to happen this year, I'm sure a lot of people didn't have the outlet that they normally would have for their, you know, convention experience. I will try to watch some of the panels. I don't know if I'll watch the whole thing. But I think it's a, I think it's good that they're doing this for the community. And I hope that the panels that come out and everything, like I know several prominent creators within the community are involved in this. So, you know, I am happy they're providing this outlet and this space for the fans. And I look forward to seeing what happens, you know. I would want to caution people because, you know, this will air right as this episode will air right when the Viewing Globe is going to get started. And I'm going to caution people right now that are listening. I said it on Twitter earlier this week. Do not get your hopes up. Like, don't. It is very easy to go, oh, this is a special convention. Maybe they're going to reveal like Wave 7, or maybe they're going to do this, or maybe, you know, Jason David Frank is going to pull out a script and be like, oh, yeah, I'm on down over here. Like, temper your expectations. That's all I ask.
Highlight, underline, bold. This is a fan convention. This was put together by fans. This is not like sanctioned by Hasbro or anyone else. While there are groups like with Inway Games and Big Bad Toy Store and Bluefin Brands, there are stuff that has been associated with Power Rangers. They do not have a direct line to Power Rangers. This is a fan convention being put together.
Exactly.
You know, kind of free, you know, again, it's free. So they're doing this, you know, out of their own hearts, out of their own pockets, you know, spending this time. So yeah, definitely support it. You know, check it out, see what they all have. The final thing kind of that was revealed yesterday, which was Renegade Games teased something for Heroes of the Grid in the way that they do on the Power Rangers group on Facebook. They posted a blurry image of a new box, which suspiciously looks like two of Rita's henchmen. Both Kevin and I have seen it, and we kind of both immediately were like, that looks like the Babu and Squat box.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of there's not many others it could be. I know some of the people on the fan group were kind of disappointed, but Renegade did state when they showed this off that this was just the beginning and that this was kicking off kind of a week of reveals. This, you know, we're at the end of August. This will put us actually into September, and that was kind of when Scott Gata at Renegade had teased that we will get more information about the new Power Rangers game that they're working on. So I definitely kind of keep my eye on Renegade Games and their Power Ranger group on Facebook and kind of see what they're going to announce, because it could be something new. We also know, kind of just to tag in on this as well, that Renegade Games has said that all the shipments are kind of on time. Asia Pacific region will probably get theirs first, because obviously they're closer, but that the North America shipments were either getting loaded or being loaded and should be on their way now. So we'll definitely see the Rise of the Psycho Rangers Kickstarter stuff probably start shipping within the next week or two. So definitely kind of keep an eye out for that as well. So that kind of wraps up everything for Power Rangers Day. Overall, what were kind of your thoughts on the Power Rangers Day experience, Kevin?
You know, I enjoyed getting to see the fans celebrating what they love about Power Rangers. I know Power Rangers hype, they kind of like picked out some of their best moments from the past few months when they did their rewatch. And I enjoyed seeing like they actually aligned a lot of their really good moments with like some of my favorite moments in the Ranger fandom. You know, like the transition to the Zeo powers when they get their Zeo suits for the first time, the Mystic Force finale. Like, those are some of the most iconic moments of the whole franchise for me. And so it was nice seeing that and seeing people celebrate. You know, even on Facebook, like I had people that were sharing the Power Rangers Day. Like, I shared a couple Power Rangers Day posts, and like I had friends that, you know, they were sharing it that they normally wouldn't talk about it. So like Power Rangers got to be celebrated yesterday. I spent my lunch break yesterday watching Day of the Dumpster. Like, I went back in time and watched that again. It was just a nice experience. You know, and we got the announcements. Did the giveaway, I believe, of Wave 6, which is a really cool thing for them to do. And of course, I feel like it was a good day of celebration. That being said, You know, I did have some, I didn't have like over the moon expectations. I know we had some hopes that you and I had talked about, my thing is like, I had some expectations, but I didn't, I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. Like, there were things I hoped to see. But I also knew that it wasn't a guarantee. And I also knew not to like have my hype level up. Like, I wanted to focus, and I think at the end of the day, this is what we need to focus on. We need to focus on Power Rangers Day being a celebration of the franchise that we love. It is not necessarily a, it's not necessarily a day where companies owe us anything. And I think that there are certain sectors of the fandom that, you know, they put their hype level up extremely high and they were disappointed, which is a valid feeling, and I'm never going to tell people to not be disappointed. Like, that's fine. But then they decided to lash out to social media interns or staff members that they had no control over what they're going to reveal. Like, you know, they don't, they're not in charge of that. They're just the messenger. I think one of the things that really, really grated me, if I'm being honest, was there was somebody that they replied to the post that showed the Beast Morphers trailer, and they were like, oh yeah, I already saw all this on Facebook. Like, it was leaked in Australia and someone posted it on Facebook. And I was like,
Like what?
listen,
Yeah, what do you think you're doing? Like what
like
is that
you,
achieving?
yeah. And it's like, and the, I don't think what people realize is like, great, if you watch the episodes already, fantastic. But there's going to be someone that maybe was waiting for the episodes to come out and didn't know they were airing overseas, and then be like, oh, cool, I can watch it now. And then that takes ratings away from Nickelodeon. Like, I think the ratings have consistently shown over the years, thanks to the episodes airing earlier in overseas countries. I feel like the ratings have always consistently taken a dip during the second half. And, you know, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not saying, you know, people's fault, but things like that, you know, like the disappointment and like the taunting of the social media being like, oh yeah, y'all didn't air them fast enough, so we watched them illegally online overseas. And if you did that, more power to you, because, you know, Power Rangers and Sentai, like, we, you know, we have ways of watching things. But I don't know, it just really grinded my gears, I guess. Like,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's that it comes down to that like level of entitlement and expecting that you get something for free or that you get, I don't know. If you truly care about the brand, support it in the way that you should. That's kind of all there is to it. I agree though. I did really enjoy yesterday, just to keep it on the positive, kind of getting to see everybody celebrate it, from like the different posts where people were talking about like their top favorite seasons or their top favorite Sentai teams. I really liked also the kind of thread of everyone posting their four favorite Rangers, which I think always kind of gives me a crisis because I'm like, who do I pick? Who do I pick? And I went with the four that I'm like, these are the ones I have the most attachment to, I think. And so I definitely like it was fun. It was just nice to kind of get to see people post different things. Like someone I follow went through with each color ranger and did like the different moments for each color. It was just, it was really nice. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. So I, you know, I'm gonna consider it a really good day. I'm gonna ignore all the bad things in the fandom. You know, I was happy with some of the announcements and, you know, keeping it positive. I enjoyed it. It was fun to get to celebrate that.
Yeah, it was. It was. I agree.
And so I guess kind of that wraps up kind of Power Rangers Day all in one. There's a couple of just small announcements we'll kind of go over from like the different other sides of the product spectrum or with of the brand. So in regards to Lightning Collection news, there have been rumblings within different people stating that they've spoke with Hasbro Pulse via like their customer service line in regards to the Dino Thunder White Helmet. And replacements are supposed to be sent out, and supposedly these will be corrected with the black outline on the helmet. This has not been confirmed. No one has received one. There is a chance that they might just end up getting a replacement head that is the exact same helmet. So it's kind of right now a wait and see with certain people. There's been rumors since, you know, people have started finding the Dino Thunder White figure in stores that there would be a second wave of it that is corrected. Again, wait and see. There has been no confirmation from Hasbro or anyone else that this is actually going to happen. So, I mean, if right. you're wanting to get the figure, go ahead and pick it up if you want it. Or, you know, or if you're just wanting to wait and see. But that's kind of just wanted to highlight that and put that out there in case people were wondering about that.
And I think, too, if I remember correctly, I think someone did post. So I did see that there was a chat shown where they outlined it specifically, and they were like, so you are confirming that we would get the black outline around the visor as shown on the back of the box painted. Is that correct? Like, they were like super specific, and that's what the representative said. So hopefully that does mean that's the case. But like you said, we don't know until people start getting their replacements. So, but yeah, we'll see. And I think, you know, if you are hunting Dino Thunder White, best of luck to you. I've been checking my stores. Not that much luck, but that's okay. Cause it will be there when it'll be there. So
exactly. Another thing, GameStop has recently been having a lot of sales on the Power Rangers stuff. You know, from statues to action figures, they've been having daily deals, weekly deals. So if you've been kind of eyeing certain Lightning Collection items, definitely check out GameStop and keep an eye on them, because you might be able to grab something for a decent price.
Yeah, I will say too, like, if you're listening to this, they might have stopped them by now, but GameStop has actually consistently been putting products on sale for the past few months. Like, despite some of the practices they may have, they are consistently putting figures on sale. So if you are interested, pick them up.
Yep. And if you're having an issue with that, but you bought an item from Amazon, I'm sorry, man. No ethical consumption under capitalism.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
just putting that out there. you know, choices. Anyways, kind of another thing that was found yesterday on Power Rangers Day is actually in Legacy Wars. It was found out that there will be a new skin for the Daishi character, in that it'll actually be his Phantom Beast skin that has been utilized in the Battle for the Grid game. So that will now exist in both game spaces. So if you are interested in picking that up, definitely do that.
And it doesn't surprise me either, because like I know Inway came out and they were like, oh, we made brand new for Battle for the Grid. They're using the same models upscaled. Like, they might have used the same skeleton, maybe, but yeah. So I'm not surprised to see Phantom Beast Daishi in. It does make me think and wonder then, because if we're getting a certain Scorpion Lady, you know, in the game, will she show up in Legacy Wars? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be surprising. That would be good. It wouldn't surprise me either. Yeah, so it would. But we'll definitely see on that regard. But that's kind of everything that's been going on in the Power Rangers community right now. You know, kind of like we've been saying this in the last couple of episodes, but you know, probably going forward, we'll probably shake up kind of how things are, because definitely announcements are probably going to get a little more scarce. The most we're probably going to hear is more about Dino Fury. But you know, Toy Waves will probably slow down, because we probably won't get an announcement on Wave 7, because that probably won't come till next year. So definitely, like, we're going to probably try out a couple of new things, maybe either highlighting certain seasons or highlighting certain colors and maybe talking about it through there. But we'll probably shake up things and kind of come up with new discussion topics. We're also looking to probably add guests as well, just to kind of have, you know, a different person in and a different perspective. So look forward to that as well. But, you know, if you want to reach out to us, you can find me online at ThespisPunk on most social medias. Where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3.
And if you want to talk with the podcast, you can find us on Twitter at MadeThePowerPod. And if you want to reach out to us via email, you know, for questions, comments, suggestions, feedback, we're definitely always willing to hear that. You can reach us at MadeThePowerPod@gmail.com. And as always, may the power protect you.